Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is your day. What's up, friends? This is episode 47 of Heezy Life titled, Are You Tiring Yourself Out? Life is so full of decisions, from what you should have for breakfast to what you should do with your life. They are everywhere, and they are also probably wearing you down. This past week, I was totally wiped out. I'd even say a bit paralyzed because I had so many decisions to make. Sometimes life is just like that. I was so tired and I was like, what is happening? And so I Googled it and I found out something pretty interesting. There is this thing called decision fatigue. Thank you, time.com. Like, that is actually a classified thing. I think we would all agree that making too many decisions makes us tired, right? But that is actually scientifically correct. And as we make more and more decisions throughout the day, our brains get tired and it's hard to execute on those decisions. In turn, our brains look for shortcuts to overcompensate from being tired by doing one of two things. One, it becomes reckless or impulsive, or two, it does nothing. Let me give you an example of both. Number one, it becomes reckless or impulsive. Have you ever acted or bought something you normally wouldn't because you're over it or just tired? Maybe like a box of donuts or RSVP to an event that you later backed out of. Okay, and number two, it does nothing. Have you ever felt like paralyzed by indecision or brain dead after work, just kind of like in a zombie mode? I always thought that was just kind of like normal life. But really, those are all signs of decision fatigue. Super interesting, right? After reading about this, I was so excited, but also frustrated. I'm like, now what am I supposed to do? My sweet husband, Chase, he is so awesome. He is literally my rock. And I was talking to him about this and he gave me some great advice. He said, Alexa, just pick three things to do today. I'm like, great, three things, then I'll do three more things, and then I'll do like 3,000 things, and it'll be great. But he's like, no, just tell me three things, and that's it. That's it for the day. And I was kind of getting nervous. I'm like, I don't think I can only pick three things. Like, I might explode. But that simple exercise really helped me focus and prioritize what actually needed to be done today. Not what needed to be done to make my life complete, which I would love to do, but it's like what actually needs to be done today and what is manageable. All of this came about because I wasn't happy this week. I was tired, grumpy, and frustrated. And I feel like this always happens to me, but I'm actually really grateful because I think it gives me an opportunity to, one, realize that it's not about me, that this is just God working through me and I'm just a normal human. Two, that I am going through this journey too. Like, I don't have this all figured out. And three, it helps me give great stories and good things to talk about. So I am grateful, but I did have a hard week and it's difficult to face the reality that you're not giving the people you love your best self. And that maybe you're not even giving yourself your best life. But the good news is that we can always pivot and adapt and change. There is always room for growth. But how can we do this? By becoming aware. Our focus and our decisions are wearing us down. We have to be intentional. So on that note, what are the three most important things you need to do today? Do them and then rest. It doesn't have to be this long thing, although it can, but just rest your body, your mind, and your soul. A great way to do this is to practice some mindfulness or meditation. You can even do this by walking. Like, you don't have to just sit and just it out, but you can. Don't be afraid to try something new in order to give yourself the freedom to live your best life. I'll end with this quote by Bruce Lee. Time means a lot to me because, you see, I am too also a learner and am often lost in the joy of forever developing and simplifying. If you love life, don't waste time, for time is what life is made up of. This moment is your life, guys. Live it well. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. I love you. I am so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. stay connected with me on Instagram at heezy.life. And if you are enjoying this podcast, please go rate me on iTunes or share this with a friend. This helps us all grow and spread those good, positive vibes. Have a great week and keep it heezy, friends.